Today we move on to cheese, the Gvina, Isif Beis. Last week I told you I'd bring a copy of a letter Ramesha wrote, which the OU publicized in 1993. This is from the Daf HaKashas of the OU. It says, the Daf HaKashas pleased to publish the following heretofore unpublished Igeres of Moron Balagris Maisha. The letter with Shuva, letter slash Shuva, was sent in 1968 to Rabbi David Ox of Toronto. Big Talmud Chacham, I had the schus to meet a few times. This letter is asking if in a place where Chalav Yisrael is more expensive than the regular Chalav, whether people should be spending more money for it. So Moshe writes in the Tshuva, in part, he's writing to Toronto that this Rashi Ladova mitzad sha'ila biyoker ma'at v'harbe leichen Chalav mistam companies. The Chalav Yisrael is a little more expensive. People are buying Chalav Mistam companies, I guess Chalav Stam. So Ramesha writes, and it's really the crucial part, is this one line, two lines. Ivra di ika tamim lahakul b'medina asha medina medina osalim kachal sheesh be'ir of Chalav Tame hurak b'shas hadchak. That's what he says. Even though there's a heter for what we call Stam Chalav, hurak b'shas hadchak. And he says, "Afim gam b'Toronto ika isa medina medina." Even if in Toronto they have the same laws as the United States, v'loy bishvil ika isa medina medina, v'loy bishvil yaker ma'at, v'loy bishvil yaker ma'at, and not because it's a little more expensive that you should be making. What? Right. Well, if you hold it, it's a lechatchila heter, then it's a lechatchila heter. It doesn't even have to be more expensive. I'm just saying, is that Ramesha never held that it was a lechatchila. He's writing this in 68, if all the other tshuvas are written. Well, it's a separate issue. But he's writing, he writes here, Af Ivra di ika tamim lahokam medina shemdini amedina osalimkar Chol Shesh Bir Chol Tameh Hurak Bishas Adchak. That's what he writes. It's Yeridea. There's no Chol Shesh Mishpat issued by Chol Yisrael. It's only because of Chol Yisrael. Okay, we move on to Sif Beis, to the Din of Gevinos. As I told you at the outset, there are three Sifim. One is about milk, number two is about cheese, and number three is about butter. The dinim of cheese are different than the dinim of milk. We're not talking about the milk part of the cheese, we're talking about the fact that it's turned into cheese. So here, the Gemara itself is a highly unusual Gemara. The Mishnah says that Gevina Sakum Asurim. And the Gemara gives, I believe, six different reasons.
We're talking about cheese here. We're talking about cheese.
So right now, it's good. I have to define. You get milk out of a cow, you have the smetana, or the top half, and you have the milk, the bottom half. We're talking now about a product made from the bottom half. Okay, we'll talk about how yogurt is made. But we're talking about products made from the bottom half of these two. The smetana is the top, which is more cooler dip, because you only get smetana or cream out of kosher milk. It can't be made out of non-kosher milk. And the bottom half, which is cheese, which is curds and whey, which is milk, is curds and whey. We're talking here about that. The issue here is not the chalavakum issue. The issue is a totally different issue. The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about chalavakum, and it talks about gvinasakum. The Gemara says, why is Gevina Sako Maser? So the Gemara has six different reasons. The first three are similar. Hashemeh Hemidu Ba'arkeva. Again, the idea is the fact that in order to separate the cheese or the curds from the rest of the milk, you have to put in some type of an enzyme to cause the change to take place. So the Gemara says, Shemeh Hemidu Ba'arkeva. the natural stomach rennet of a nevela. Second madiyav shema hidu b'yayinesech. The third madiyav shema hemidu b'sraf arla. So the first three reasons have to do all with the same type of an idea that maybe it was curdled with a treif ingredient. The fourth man, the Yomar, says, Chshash of Cholof Tamei Begumais. Chshash, that is, even though Cholof Tamei doesn't curdle the same way, but maybe there's Cholof Tamei. The fifth reason is, they used to finish it off by smearing the face of the cheesecakes with, not cheesecake, the cakes of cheese with some type of a treif ingredient. And the sixth reason is chashash gilui. The chashash was left open overnight. So the Gemara gives, strangely enough, six different reasons. The Rambam and the Rif, who we follow la halacha, hold of the reason of Shemim Yidu Bar Keva. This is why we look at the Paiskim, they bring the Gemara's first reason, as we'll see momentarily. Shemim Yidu Bar Keva, maybe they were maimed it with the Arkeva. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and he says the Iker reason is the Shash of Cholof Tamei Begumais, but there's no nafkamina la halacha for his reason. The third sheet in the Rishayim is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, who the Shach refers to briefly, holds it as Chashash Giloi, the Chashash that it was left open overnight. That is a big nafkamina. According to Rabbeinu Tam, a Giloi is a Chashash that snakes, that a snake may have come and taken to drink from what was left open and deposited his poison there. Rabbeinu Tam's reason, unlike all the other Rishayim, would be muta bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, we're naiv not to be chayshish v'giloi, because it's not shchiach to have snakes in our cities. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's no issa gemina sakol. But as we'll see in a moment, Rabbeinu Tam is a das yachid, and okay. Yeah, you're right. So at any rate, these are the shitas, and the kashita, as we'll see, is the Rambam shita of the chashash or keva. So let's learn the mechaber. Well, except for Rabbeinu Tam, we'll see in a minute. You have a kindness that we're not for Rabbeinu Tam and one matter. The Rambam will bring gilui milk before they made the cheese. Why it's moshkiach by cheese, I have no idea. I guess because it has to be left standing. Zap to Mechaber. Gevina saiv de kechavim asurim, v'nesha memidim aysai, ba'ar keva shchitasan, shi nevela. Because the non-Jews who make cheese make it out of a non-kosher rennet that comes from nevela. Filahi midu ba'asavim asura. Clearly it's a light plug. Even if you know they use some type of a vegetable rennet, it's still clearly no machlokes. It's still aser, and this is the issek without it with a loy plug taz yud fill hamidu basavim the gvina is nisker v'mishna v'hedya leiser v'loy plug rabbanan. And there's no light plug. Kimishi dika shavu the mice got mashav ba'ar nevela. Since nowadays they also do our nevela, so therefore it's a light plug. Mashen came v'vidi the gazu by mishum giloi. Mashen came things that are giloi, which is simen kuf tazayin, which is different. So lemaisa the gvina sakum is aser. It's a mistake where people confuse cholav akum with gvina sakum. Even if you have a heter of Stab Cholov, Ramesh's het is based on the fact that the chashash is because of Cholov Beheva Tmeya. But by cheese, there's nothing to do with Cholov Beheva Tmeya. It has to do with an Isser of a chashash that they're going to make it with non-kosher rennet. So even if the one you have was made with kosher rennet, still they asid Gevina Sakum. So the question is, why are you worried about a cave of a nevela? Even if it's the cave of Bahim Meshchuta, even if it's the cave of a kosher animal, it should be Vasa B'chalav anyway. That certainly it isn't. So this halacha is a machaber at the end of Siman Pei Zayin, the beginning of Vasa B'chalav. Imhemet Gavina Ba'ar Kayu Kevas Ksheira. If you were Maimid Gavina, you turn milk into cheese by throwing in some of the keva of a shechted animal. Im yeshba tam basar asura. If you could taste the meat, it's asur. Im lav muteris. And that's the typical case that the tam is batal. So you're going to ask me, the tam is batal, the veil should be mutar also. Right? What's the difference? There's shchuta and the veil. So the mechaber, I mean, all the mechaber. Avla maimid bar kevas nevela v'treifa ubeim etveya oyser b'chol shu. Mashiachet if you use nevela v'treifa it asis b'chol shu. Shum d'davar ha'aser ba'atzmai umaimid afil abel afloy batal. So the din maimid. Maimid is a din, an exception to bittel. Something that's maimid, the cheese that causes it to change form. Is chashiv in that bottle. By basa b'chalav, which is totally in tam, it's betzim a dover amuter. So it's a dover amuter, that's maimid, it's mutter. If it doesn't give taste, it's still a dover ha-maimid, that's mutter. But a dover ha-osa ba'asma, you maimid, I fill a bell of loy bottle. And then it's osa. This is beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little hard to give over. I mean, you just have to understand the rules of Basa B'chalav. The Taz in Tess brings this briefly. Same thing. What's the difference?
The content of the stomach and the other
one is
the stomach itself.
Right. Yeah, but the halach is exactly the same. That if it tastes, if you could taste the Basa, then it's Aser. If you can't taste the basa, then it's mutter. And there's any difference. And therefore, I mean, it's made like ke'etz ba'alma. So even if it's made ke'etz, but once the gezeira was made, this gezeira is made with a light plug. That's what the mechaber says. Tilamidu basavim asura. It's also the Shach mentions that it's the arkeva could be the siavish ke'etz, but the issue remains. He says, "Who adin shabnei ma'ik shemiyav shenoisa matshenase ke'etz." He says that when you dry it up and it's nase ke'etz, so it depends also. But see, eshbei tambasa, eshbei shen tambasa. Okay, at the beginning of the siman, says arkeva. He said the shachiyot who adin the same rule shabnei ma'ik shenoisa matshenase ke'etz. It depends. It gives taste. That's what he says. What? The gelatin, it's a heter that it's like panam chadashis. If you poke him something, you make it edible. It's aser. Those who are matir the gelatin hold that it has the heter of the Rabbeinu Yaina by Musk. That there's a chemical change that takes place, and therefore it's panam chadashis ba'alakan. It doesn't have a din. Well, it's nasiketz, but not nasiketz alone. If you make something ke'etz and then you revive it, it's certainly aser. It's because it's dried up and then something is extracted from it, and that extraction goes into a liquid, which turns it into gelatin. No, but if you hold that the chemical chain, if you hold the heter of any yaina, then they would hold its mutter. Then you hold its mutter, because it's part of chadashis. It's a new metzias. Could be. It could be. I am just what they argued about in the gelatin tumul in the 1950s, 1960s was this shaila. If the Rabbeinu Yoina said they do two things. First of all, the Magen Avraham says not to be samech Rabbeinu Yoina. As a paskin like him, he brings the Zeh Shairim. And secondly, they argued if that change is a chemical change. It's the same shaila with some of the medications that are changed.
The remedies which you use now, is from the kosher animal, how do we know which ones? And nowadays we have a problem also sometimes with animals that with the injection that make us animals trace. So how do they know which?
The problems that exist with the milk, because of the chashash treifus, will exist in any cheese that's not made from Chalav Yisrael milk. If it's made from Chalav Yisrael milk, so Chalav Yisrael milk doesn't use those cows. If it's made from the so-called Chalav Stam milk, you know, but you're right, it would be the same thing. If anything, Gvina may be a little better, as we're going to see in a minute, but our treifus is not any better.
Is it a bigger chumra to hold Gvina's?
Gvina is leiflog, is absolutely awesome. Your lashon of the Mishnah is cholav shechel bayakum ve'ein Yisrael re'ehu aser. That means no leiflog. Cholav shechel bayakum ve'ein Yisrael re'ehu is aser. By Gvina, it just says Gvina is akum asura. It doesn't say any plug. It doesn't say Gvina akum zasa if. There's no ifs. Gvina is akum is absolutely awesome. It's leiflog. Chem is better. I just explained. If it's made from the bottom half of the milk, that's gevina. That's sevei. So gimel is going to be chema. Chema is better. Except today, with the milk and butter, is not real butter. But the shulchan aruch butter is okay.
It wouldn't be the case of the honey that the rennet is like the bee is eating the pollen and makes honey. So in this case, the honey would be impossible also, if you apply the same rule.
You see, the bee is taking kosher pollen and making kosher honey. Here we're taking trefa rennet and making trefa cheese.
That's it.
What?
The
bee is only the messenger boy. The bee doesn't produce it, the bee just transports it. Anyway, the Mechaber in Siv Beis is relatively simple. The issue in the Ramah is how to resolve Gevina, how to make Gevina kosher. Obviously, if a Jew is going to take milk and make cheese, it's going to be kosher. But if you want to go to a non-Jewish factory and make it kosher, what is needed? By Kol Yisrael, it's easy. A Jew has to watch the milking. What is the requirement by milk? So we're going to have here Machlokes Mechaber and Shach, Ramah and Shach, about what the remedy is for chalav and for cheese, what the remedy is to make a kosher cheese. Yeah, but the Mechaber said even if the rennet is kosher, the cheese is still treif because it's made by a guy. Right? The Mechaber, the list was in Mechaber. Afil midu basavim asura. Right? Shach yutes. Kvar gazu al kol gevinas avi kechavim. There were guys on all the guys' cheeses. So that's the question. Is that's going to be the machleks rabba the shach in one sentence? Is anything owned by a guy aser, or is anything made by a guy aser? Okay, we'll see that now in the rabba. The minig is like the Rambam and the Rif. That's a loy plug. Ein lefreis gather. Imloy b'makim shenago ben hetami kadmainim. Unless you have a place where they have a minig from earlier generations to be mekel, the Shach Tech Devarav says al pi Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the middle of Shach Chaf. The first one on the line is Reish Tov Rabbeinu Tam. That this minig lahakol is apir Rabbeinu Tam, that the iser of Gevina was an iser giloi, and it doesn't apply bizman hazeh. As far as I know, we have no such communities today that are doing heter apir minig kadmonim. Now, what's the remedy? Em Yisrael roya. Now, listen to this: if a Jew sees asiyas hagavaynos v'hachaliva, the making of the cheese and the milking, because the milk has to be Chol Yisrael, mutter v'chein haminik pashim b'chol medina selu. So this is an easy Ramah. The Ramah says, no big deal, send the mashkiach. If you send the mashkiach in, and he watches it, then it is then it's good, then it's fine. So all you need is that a Jew should watch it, and then everything is good. Now the shach here has a number of ha'aris. The main shach is shach chaf. In shach chaf, he disagrees with this kula, and he says that the Jew has to actually place the rennet into the milk. Rather than go through the long shach, the abbreviation, the abbreviated version is in the Berehetev Yudalit. The Berehetev Yudalit Hamini. Hashach Chaylik Al Dinzeh. Uposak Afilim Yisrael Raya Hakoyel Afilah Hachi Aser. And he says, even if the Jew sees the whole thing, it's Aser. Calls Machav, it can cover him Oisag Vinois. If the guy is making it. For Raya, the Afilu Basavim. Aser Misham Lumisham Loi Plug. Because it's even also the Machabah said, even if it's made with grass products. So therefore, it is a, therefore it's Aser. So according to the Shach, the Jew has to actually add the Reddit Viadayim, he has to put it in order for it to be Mutter, or if it's a Jew's milk. If the milk belongs to a Jew, obviously it's also, that's called Yisrael, then it's Gevinas Yisrael. But if the Gevina belongs to a guy, the Shita of the Shach is that you need to a Jew to put in the rennet into the vat of milk that's going to turn it into cheese. What if? Well, the Mechab is only to a Mechab Yisrael. The Mechab didn't have Stam Cholov. So he's only talking about Chav Yisrael, Bichal of Akam will be Aser anyway. So he's talking about Chav Yisrael milk that's made into cheese. So that cheese, Ramah holds, as long as you have a Mashkiach, it's good. And the Shach holds that a Jew has to place the, has to place it in. No, I just went through six reasons. Because
right.
So, yeah, right.
So what's
it's a light plug. It's a light plug. Light plug means that there are about an acid gavina sakum. Even if the guy puts in kosher stuff, you're not buying gavina from a guy. Period.
So in other words, the company has chalav yisrael. Has chalav yisrael.
The milk is chalav yisrael.
And since it's a kosher fact, it's make cheese.
Right.
Okay.
No, you're not okay. Because you still have to have the for the cheese. If the chal if it's a Jew's milk and a Jew's cheese, not you mean chalav shel yisrael. A guy could own Chalav Yisrael milk, right?
No,
but if a Jew owns the milk,
so
that's what Shah says. If a Jew owns it, then it's Gevinas Yisrael, so it's all, then it's good. A guy could put in the rennet. But if it belongs to a guy, which is the way it is today, then it's not that way. Unless, well, according to Ramad is a Mashkiach, and according to the Shach, you have to hear. Now, how do we paskin? In the Machlaik is the Shach and the Ramah. So take a look at Pischei Tshuva Vav on the bottom. Ayin Berheita B'Shem HaShach. Vayin B'Tshuva Stoidi B'Yudah Tinyana Chelak Arachayim Amid Zayin. Shechriya K'divrei HaRamah V'loika HaShach. V'loika HaShach V'tazu B'Chadosh. Because of Shekei Poshet HaMidin. So you bring three Gedolei Achrayinim that you don't have to participate. Yeah, the Shach is very tough. He's Mekel. The Chasam Sofer is also Mekel. We have four Mekelim like the Ramah. On the other hand, the Chachmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Shach, and that's pretty strong. Chachmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, the Iker is Lahakul, the Yesh Lahakba Lechatchila. So it turns out that we have a pretty significant machlaikas. Ramah Shach by itself is big. Rabbi Yehuda brings four Mekilim. On the other hand, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Chachmas Adam, are machmia like the Shach. So it's a little difficult. Ramayshin, the Igris Mayshin, Chelak Aleph, Yerodei, Siminon, says the Iker is Lahakel, to be Mekel, that you don't have to eat it. Now, last time I learned Dine Cholavakum, probably about 10 years ago, or more. I have in my notes that I called a Rabbi Ort in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is the cheese capital of the United States. Milk is made in most, not most, but many states. Our milk, I think, comes mostly from New Jersey, but many states make milk. But cheese pretty much comes from Wisconsin. 98% of the milked in Wisconsin goes to cheese. And this one yid, and I'm very lucky yid, is a mashkiach. He read me off six, I didn't know there were six cheese companies that exist. He's for the same mashkiach for all of them. OU, Star K, Sachtus, and all of them. He's the mashkiach, at least was, as of about 10 years ago, for all of them. And he told me that they are machmir like the shach. They have what they call starter rennet, the starter rennet that they put in to get it started. And that, the makbid, that a yid puts the rennet into the milk. And a mela, they yite to the shita of the shach, and it's made, so ours is made l'chatchila. This is saida, the things like ka'olam, the Chal Yisrael cheeses, or a miller, which is made from not Chal Yisrael milk, but it's Gevinas Yisrael. So all these are made apparently in more or less the same group of cheese plants, and all of those that have his hechsher, at least he's makbid like the shach. It's interesting that Rav Moshe is makel. It looks to me that the Gra Tezvav is machmir. It's not like Rav Moshe to go against the shach and a Gra. I don't know if I read the Gra wrong, but in Gra Tezvav, he goes on the Ramah, which we're going to see the next line of the Ramah. But the Gra writes, "Lachit tzrichit habecher begvinashav chazal shitasai alfimash ksafti lael dafka shemid Yisrael." Says the Ramah, "So shitasai, you don't need the yid to do it. Mashkas ksafti lael dafka shemid Yisrael." Sounds like it's supposed to be dafka the Jew participating. The end of Yudali seems to hold that way. It's just a little clearer here. So the end of Yudali ends. Al kein yef shalayma b'fnei Yisrael mahani. The yef should say that it's enough to do it in front of a Jew. A Jew should have to participate. So I don't know. Moshe says he's meikol because the achrayim should be pischei tshuva are meikol. But okay.
Could this be like a parallel machlokes in Bishul Akum, whether a Jew has to. Enough time to just turn on the fire, or he has to actually.
Yeah, it's unrelated. It's similar, but it's unrelated.
All pasteurizations are makbid, not like the
other. We're all makbid. I would say like the shach, right? Chazal don't pass like the shach. They're man. That's what he told me. They're all makbid that a Jew puts in the first minute.
I know this is what they are. What's the material? The Jew goes around it.
I said, I didn't ask him exactly, but he said he puts it in. There's something called these.
It must be a machine of some sort.
I'll give you his phone number. I have it written down. It's a 414 area code. He was in Milwaukee. And, but the Jew has to physically put in the rennet.
All of it.
I don't know about all of it. He said they put in the starter rennet. I'm not sure. What? I'm not sure if the shach there was a chel. The shach in his language, I wanted to read to you from the middle, but
it has to be a shomer shabbos that does this.
Perhaps. The mother is not the issue. The issue is that there's a light plug on Gevinas Akum. He says in the shach, seven lines from the end, the six lines, mashin espashin aminig, shaloikin gavida is me ashvagin. I don't know what shvagin are. Sounds like something my Rebbe used to say. Yeah. My shaloikin agvida is me ashvagin, api shaloikin is me kachavim. Hainu, the different kula. Nogu lischar habehemais. The aminig is they rent the animals, and can agvida shal yisraelim. Gavru lo yal gvinis Yisrael v'chedayig and gamkein shekhov bebeis Yisrael ois gvinis Yisrael who adug she'ein sarechid abahemis kaitin schum gvinis v'menu ken agvinis hem bishas sasiyash and shal Yisrael, means you buy it before it's made into cheese. Avoid chav bebeis agvinis las my api shayisham Yisrael mechila v'atsayif aser shegvinis chav dolad beisrael ma'isa kedamrinan. So he needs Ovid Yisrael ma'isa. So okay. Anyway, so this is the one machlokes by cheese. There's agav a second potential kula, and that is in Shachav Gimel. Oh, let's see first the second half of the Rama. Okay, we'll get to it. Let's see the second part of the Rama. So Rama number one was enough for Jew to wash. Now bottom line, to make sure it's kosher. Yeah. Right, and that's enough, according to that seems to go against the mechaber, unless yeah. Okay, Ramah v'imra asiyas hagvina v'leira hachaliva. If a Jew saw the cheese but not the milking, so somebody asked me before if this is more chomer or kula dik l'gabi chol of Yisrael. Says yesh lahati b'di'evet. Even if you mach b'nar chol of Yisrael. But here you could be mekel b'di'evet ki ein locha shem be'irav by davetame. Why you chayshish they mixed in treifa milk? Me acha she'asa gavinas menacholav ki davetame ein oimed. Ubad eli'ir b'ayvek achavim mach she'dayte lasis gavinas. So there's the following. If a Jew buys the milk when it's chalav akum, it'll never become mutter because you make cheese out of it. He's talking the guy bought the milk in order to make cheese out of it. And it has to be from the chaliva, that it was milked in order to make cheese out of it. If it's milked to make cheese, there's no chashash they're going to put in tamei dikah milk, because that doesn't turn to cheese. So the guy has no benefit from mixing in the treifa milk. They say, hold on a minute. That's the guy. What about the farmer? A farmer sends a truckload of milk. So even if he has milk that's tamei mixed in, and it'll run off when they separate the curds in the whey, so that'll run off with the whey. So there, b'chayshish, he's going to mix in the milk. You follow? The one making the cheese, if I'm making cheese, I have no incentive to put the chol of tamei into my vat of milk, because when I make cheese, that chol of tamei is just going to run off. It's not going to come up as cheese. It doesn't turn to cheese. However, the farmer that's selling me the milk, I'm paying about a gallon. So why does he care if it runs off when I make cheese? He's selling me the milk, and he'll mix in tray for milk. It also doesn't, it's not maimed. That's what it says. Chav tame is not maimed. It won't turn into cheese. So here, the Shachav Gimel says, V'davka shekayna mimenu schum givinois oilafi ha-mishko. Davka, if he pays for the milk based on how much cheese he gets from it, or by weight. The ma'acha, the chol of tamei eini oimid, eini ma'arev by davar tamei. Avon kare b'mida, but if you bought by volume, asura, isa v'heter. So it depends how you buy the milk. So I asked this Rabbi Ort how the milk is sold. So he says the way it's sold is every truckload of milk that comes to make cheese, they measure the fat content. They take out a sample, they measure the fat content, and they pay for the truckload of milk based on the fat content of the milk, which he says that's what he means. It's sold in mishkol.
So that's
that's Chav Yisrael. No. Whether that's advertised Chav Yisrael cheese, no. Chav Yisrael cheese is made from Chav Yisrael milk. But I mean, is even the Miller cheese that's made from Stam Cholov. So he's here, it's a little better, because even if you're makpin on Stam Cholov, by cheese you have the kula, this kula of the Ramah. Even if a Jew didn't see the milking, it was milk for cheese, which is the way it is. There's milk for cheese, and it's sold by mishkol. Then a person could be mekel on the on the on the Chol Yisrael aspect. You still have to juice, still have to put the red in it, because you still need Gevinas Yisrael. But what the Miller is called is the Gevinas Yisrael may Stam Cholov.
But the
rennet
is A-OK.
Right. Cholav, non-Cholav Yisrael cheese requires a real hechsher. It needs somebody, a Jew, to be there the way they do it, to put in the rennet. The Jew's got to be there all the time. In non-Cholav Yisrael, milk doesn't require much of a hechsher. I mean, you got to be a Zivinichs once in a while. But if it's plain milk, milk is milk. And you know, how often they go, I have no idea. But it doesn't require a very hands-on supervision. It's made for milk.
This is so, one of the reasons that the night people of Tomei hid it.
It's one of the reasons. One of the reasons is that there might be full of Tomei mixed in, and therefore they were makbid to make it under the supervision of a Jew that no guy should mix in. Yeah, I guess the Rambam is not going with the Ravid. It's the Ravid Shita. I assume that we're not going with the Ravid Shita, right? Otherwise, there'll be a problem. I assume so. Okay.
Forget about the question. Suppose I'm in China. That thing would work. I buy the milk, wait, whatever they do, and then I make cheese.
Remember that incredible letter after Belsky's Patira, somebody wrote an email, and it was an authentic email. He was a serviceman in Saudi Arabia during the war, and he wanted to know if he could use his Stam Cholov. So he called over Belsky. So Belsky said, Saudi Arabia is the world's second largest user of camel milk. They knew it was the second largest user. It was also a chiddush. Second line of camel milk, so don't use it. So he wrote in his email that he was in the mess hall or whatever, and he had black coffee. And he said, why don't you take milk? He said, because they have camel milk here. He said, he laughed at him. So there was a woman there. She said, no, it is camel milk. How do you know? He says, I'm lactose intolerant, and the milk here doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. So apparently, I don't know, it was all camel milk or mixed in with camel milk, but so you can't assume that there's no. So in the email, I responded, which is the world's largest user of camel milk? I think it was Somalia or something, someplace in Africa.
So
just
things like that, you still use the trick of that trick?
For cheese?
Yes, for cheese.
If it's over Mishkal, it's a Ramah.
And could I drink it as well if I'm thirsty?
Well, you still need a Jew to put in the rennet.
Yeah. Could I drink
the milk? It's a very good question. If the milk is made for cheese, could you drink the milk? So I think the Paiskim here say that this is only if the milk came to the Goy, not if the milk came to the Yid. Because once it came to the Yid, the Isser, it can't turn to Heter because you're going
to
make cheese of it.
You're
saying
this
when you
milked
it. I don't know. The end of the Ramah is Makamaka Masalecho Cholof Kach. Yes, the end of the Ramah. Okay. So, Shkayach. So, at any rate, these are the two topics here. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. On flights, they have packaged milk.
Yeah,
I will pack. I'm not familiar. I do know that whatever a Moshe's Heter is in America, in Europe, they hold it doesn't apply. So if it comes from a different country, they don't hold that the Heter applies there. Excuse me. All right, now. First of all, there is a tumul about powdered milk. The tumul about powdered milk really started about 20 years ago. Rabbi Fran gave one of his Thursday night shiurim on Chol Yisrael, and he made a shiur out of the Har Tzvi's Heter. The Har Tzvi says powdered milk is not included in the original Gezeira, And he mentioned that the bakeries that have milchika donuts and milchika products, bakeries generally don't use fresh milk, they use powdered milk. I'm told that chocolate companies all use fresh milk, they need a fresh milky taste. But the the bakeries that just use it as something that's added, and they use powdered milk, they don't want stuff that spoils. And the Har Tzvi has a tshuva, it's Yeredei Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet, in which he's matter powdered milk on the Tanai, that it was made by a guy. If it came as whole milk to a Jew, can't make a mutter by turning it into powder. But if it came to a guy as whole milk, and the guy put it in a machine that turns it into powder, so he is makel, that powdered milk doesn't have the din of chalav akum. And he says two chidushim. One chidish, that as powder it's mutter, that it's not in the klal of the gezeira, which is a chidish, it's not included in the gezeira, which was made on milk, and that when you turn it into milk, it's mutter. Well, why would the guy turn it back into milk? He says then as din lechema, and because it wasn't included in the gezeira of chalav akum, and the Har Tzvi is mekel. As far as I know, the Har Tzvi is a das yachid. Any tshuva written about the Har Tzvi disagrees with him, because the chiddush, just say out of nowhere, the chazal goes on chalav akum, but if you take the chalav, turn it into powder, you're not eating the powder, right? Turning it back into milk. So what are you doing? You're taking out the moisture and then putting it back in to say that that has a heter. It's a chiddush. So if you make it anyway on stam chalav, so powdered milk, you have a little more what to rely on. But otherwise, it's a chiddush gadol to be mekel. On regarding yogurt, yogurt is the stechemed in chelik ches, page 166, has an ariches on yogurt. Yud vav gimel reish test, something like that. Yogurt. He has an ariches on yogurt. He says the oilam is not to be mekel. And they put out a kol kaire in Yerushalayim or Yisrael, signed by eight kedelei Adar, that yogurt needs to be chalav Yisrael, and it should be no different. Today, our yogurt certainly is made from milk, and it's just from straight milk, and therefore, the yogurt is yogurt. Our buttermilk, which really is more kulidik, because buttermilk, what is buttermilk? When you take smetana and you make butter, the milk that remains after you remove the butter is buttermilk. That's why it's called buttermilk. It's from the fatty part of the milk, buttermilk. Buttermilk is more kuladik because it comes from chem. That's true buttermilk.
Buttermilk they make there is just from chemicals.
Yeah, it's just so interesting. Our buttermilk says on the package, cultured buttermilk. So it sounds like cultured people use it. It's a very fine thing. Went to school. Cultured buttermilk is regular milk. They add cultures to turn it into buttermilk.
So
it has to be chalav Yisrael also, and it's like milk. It's the same thing as milk. And now cream cheese, Ramesha writes in Nigris Ramesha, the same tshuva nun at the end of the tshuva. He writes very mysteriously. Ramesha writes about cream cheese that yesh tamim lahakel. There are reasons to be mekel by cream cheese. And he says, I don't tell anybody it's mutter, I don't tell anybody it's aser. However, if I see someone using the cream cheese that's not chalav Yisrael, I'm not meicha. What? Cream cheese. He says about cream cheese, interesting, the Lashon, he says, if I see someone using not chalav Yisrael cream cheese, I'm not meicha. Sounds like if you see someone using Nachal Yisrael milk, he is Meicha. That's what it sounds like. But cream cheese, so any I'm Malayhet, Malayisr, and if I see someone using it, I'm not Meicha, because they are Tamim Lahakul. So I'm not sure what the Tamim Lahakul or Lahachmir are by cream cheese any different than by milk. And I'm not sure. Maybe I should inquire. When I asked this rabbi Oreck, he said he wasn't sure.
Where does cream cheese come from? Spatula from the milk?
Cream cheese, I believe, comes from the milk. I have to double check. Like cottage cheese. Cottage cheese comes from milk, and cream cheese, I believe, comes from milk as well.
Why?
So I asked him why, and he didn't know why. I asked this rabbi why, and he didn't know. I don't know if they changed the way they make cream cheese. They didn't change the way they make. I mean, today they have whipped cream cheese. They used to have only hard cream cheese. Remember, you tried to cream cheese the matzah and it cracked into pieces. That okay. So anyway, but the whipped cream cheese are better. Okay, so that's basically the rundown of Gvina. We'll go on to talk about Chema.
When Rabbi Ort put in the rennet, what was it? Was it animal or was it...
It was a kosher rennet. I didn't ask artificial him. I have a feeling today most of it, because most things are artificial. So. Okay. let's go on to Sif Gimel. So again, by cheese, there were just two topics. One was the machlokes, the shach and the ramah, if a Jew has to eat it. And the second was the kula of the ramah, that milk that's milked for cheese, at least by the b'di'eved, it could be mekel, even though it's not chol of Yisrael. Zogt Sif Gimel. Hachema shalai b'kechavim. If you have butter that's made by a non-Jew, Ein moichin lanchei amakim shenoygan by heter. That's not exactly an absolute kula by butter, even though I told you butter is more kuladik. The lashon is only ein moichin. We don't make a macha that from people that use it that make it. Vim roiv b'nei hamakim noygan by noygan iser ein lashanais. Community where roiv people are machmir, you have to be machmir.
Then you are
Moicha. Good. Ubamakim she'ein minig in bishlat shalchut tzuchichala buteres. Place where there's no minig, we're worried about there might be milk in the gumais of the butter. So for that, you cook it, and it runs off, and then the butter that remains, which is solid butter, that remains mutter. So what? That's special, that's to cook it. You're cooking it so that the... What? The tam? Oh, you mean the milk itself is going to give bleas? So he's probably being semich on the sheetas we had earlier, that there's no iser by bleas. We had back in Sif Aleph that... actually, the Ramah sheetah was chol shev chameseres hakelem. The chalav, the shach was the one that was matir. But he said, "Avolay chema shalahem." So you turn back to the page that's only Ramah, page Ches, where it has the Groz Yud. Chalav shalavi kechavim meiseres kelim, says Pashla behem, kisharis serapi shein erak safik shemir by davetame, chen gvinay sayim. Now the Shach argued, but the Ramah held the cholav akum asas kelim. Then he says, "Avolai chema shalahem, afilu bakish nabay iser, einoi iseres hakel shes bashablan, v'loi taruv shalah shenazar beheter akol shari." So here he said that by cholav we're makel on the blias and on the be'ed and the taruvis. So. All right, so that's the reason we're being mekel here. So Ramah is mekel, the mechaber is mekel. The Ramah says gamutl v'ashul lechatchila, k'neshiuch desuchi chalav. Also, there's no problem if they mevatel nisal lechatchila. You're allowed to do it lechatchila. In bishloy b'kechav muteres, the stam kleim eina b'nei yoyman. We had this numerous times. V'mahaylech b'makim she'ein aichlin oisa. If you go from a community where they don't use chalav akum. A butter, lumakim shayichlin aisa, aichl shami mahem. You can be makel like the minik hamakim that you go to. Avolasal aviya imayil aichla b'makim shenayga bayisir. You can't take it back home to place the nayg yisir and loy sheyesh behekar shima makayimis amutarim. Unless it's nikkurs from the makayimis mutarim, which of course doesn't apply. And haylof pekaret makim shenayga bayhet or makim bayisir asal aichla sham. Okay, the Ramah ends. Yeshem du adin mulvom makim hetl makim nisa nami asura fili yesh baheker. If Hu adin, if it was brought, not if you brought it, so when it gets there, it's us. Now, we have a general rule that somebody who travels from a place where the Nayig Isser to a place the Nayig Heter, so the general rule is, if you move permanently, someone moves from one community to another, so he takes on the makim, the minig of the makim shahalach lisham, l'kula and l'chumra. Things that are totally minig, absolutely. If you have a Jew who moves from Brooklyn to Switzerland, to a community where they don't wait 6 hours for flight shifts to Zurich, so he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Yerushalayim, Megillah. Okay. Megillah, it's a little different. Megillah, even if you're just for the night, you're laying committing hamakim, right? But when you're talking about minhagim of kihilois, it doesn't go by family. Meaning, really, we say, what's your father's minig? Nikar adin is that minhagim go according to makim shenagu. That's the name of the fourth parak of Sachem. Makim yehailach, makim shenagu. The rule... The rule is, if you move permanently to a place with a minig, you take on all them in Hagen. If you move temporarily, if you're just visiting, so the rule of the Mishnah is, you need the chumris of the makam you went from, and the chumris of the makam you went to. You really have to keep both chumris if you're only going there temporarily. Therefore, it's a mistake. People think that Israelis that come to Chutz La'aretz and Yantav Sheni are allowed to do malacha. It's sinner, not preferhesia. It's not really so. There is a Shita Sataz who holds that way, but nobody in the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, nobody passed like the Taz. We paskin that if an Israeli Jew comes to New York on Yom Tov Sheni, that l'chumra he has to keep Bar Minhagim, not l'kula. He doesn't make Kiddush. I mean, Kiddush is a Baruch Levatala according to him. But what? He has to put on tefillin if it's a day he puts on chomayit if he puts on, or the last day. So he has to put on tefillin because that's a chumra. But he has to keep chumra hamakim shalach misham, and the chumra of the makim shalach lisham. He has to keep both. The only nafkamina is something that's a machlaikis. Some it's a machlaikis if you're allowed to do it or not. Yeah. Let's say he doesn't open packages on Yom Tov or he doesn't even Shabbos talk. So on Yom Tov Sheni, which for him is he comes to Eretz Yisrael, so things that Amach like is he can be Mekel. But otherwise, it's a big problem. We have a very big problem with the Israeli Paiskin. The American boy marry young couples that go there. So the Israeli Paiskin say, oh, you'll probably end up staying, keep one day. Very quick to say, they ask him, do you own a house in America? Own a house? You just got married. So you don't own a house, you'll probably end up staying. That's what they tell them. I don't know what to do. I remember Shlomo Zalman have friends. They asked Shlomo Zalman. He said, keep one day, you'll probably end up staying. What? Not as Chacham Tzvi. Maybe in the back of his mind it was a tziruf. But Shlomo Zalman or Scheinberg, this time, oh, you'll probably end up staying. Keep one day. And you spoke to him, you're staying. He said, I'm sure not staying. They're all coming back. So depends where the money's coming from. Yeah. So, but in Israel, all the money's come from America. So it's hard to say. So that's a general rule. Now, minhagim that are chumris, it doesn't apply. What did Rama here say? That im haylech back on the first side, even though he's going only temporarily, he still is allowed to be mekel with them and eating butter. And that's what the Shach means in Chavtes. He says, Afal pi shedaiti lazar eichel imayim. Mashayke v'sharissa. Shach Chavtes is making this point. That the kula that we have, that if you go from a place where you're noyeg chumra to a place where you're noyeg kula, you can be noyeg kula with them, that's unique to here, because this chumra is a chumra yisera. Even though you're going back, but shein kam other things, where you have to keep the chumra of the makim shalach misham and the chumra of the makim shalach lisham, because it's a chumra yisera. Because really, the idea of chema, it should be mutter. The paiskim are all make on chema, and the amakayim is that when they chumra in such a place. This is the thing. So basically, we've gone through. the three sifim of Chalavak and Chalav Yisrael. Next week, Blined, I'll try to bring in a sheet with the different with the products, how cottage cheese is made, and let's see. What? Chema. Yeah, I think I brought in the letter from the OU that today's butter is not made like butter was made in this time. Our butter today, I don't know if they're applying to the brick butter, but certainly the tubs of butter are not made. They're not butter. They're milk that's turned into butter somehow. So the OU sent out a letter. It's relatively recent that the butter today is made with other ingredients. Okay.